Grey's Anatomy, now in its 17th season, is keeping the doctor drama fresh. The show is adding new characters, bringing back old ones, and writing in COVID-19 subplots.
83. He was fine yesterday. Became hypoxic an hour ago. It's the fourth patient I've lost today.
Scripted shows rarely last as long as Grey's Anatomy has. Given all the changes in the TV industry since that show began, NPR's Netta Ulaby wondered if a new show starting today could hope to run for as many seasons.
Things have changed since the early days of Grey's Anatomy or Law & Order SVU. When that show first started, there was no Netflix. You used VCRs to tape programs you might have missed. Now, Law & Order SVU is one of the longest-running scripted shows still on air, says Steve Mosco. He used to run Sony Pictures Television.
Look at how, like, Law & Order and some of these great dramas on broadcast TV were doing 22 episodes a year plus. That's like writing 22 movies a year. I mean, it's not easy.
Compare that to great dramas on cable or streaming video like The Crown that has only 10 episodes a year. Shows like The Crown or Queen's Gambit are not meant to last forever. And that's okay with some new showrunners.
You know, I think it's pretty unlikely that a show could ever do 6 seasons, let alone 16 seasons nowadays.
That's Nassim Pedrat. She just created a new show called Chad on TBS. It's a comedy. She plays a teenaged American Muslim boy trying to fit in high school.
Roll call! Let's go! Feridun Amani!
It's Chad. I legally changed it to Chad.
Pedrat started on Saturday Night Live, which you might mostly catch these days on YouTube. Her show, she says, has to compete with TikTok and Instagram as well as everything else. Stephen D. Binder, who produces the cop show NCIS, agrees.
I do think it's harder today in the sense that eyeballs are more fractured. People are now playing video games as much as they're watching television.
NCIS is an old school hit, now in its 18th season. But police procedurals are a special case. They're built to run forever.
Grab your gear.
My three favorite words.
Procedurals are simple. Every week, they solve a single case. The cast can easily get swapped out. The other kind of show with a built-in advantage when it comes to sticking around are animated shows like The Simpsons.
Congratulations, Homer! Yes!
The Simpsons is the longest-running scripted primetime show ever, with 32 seasons. Animated shows are easier for actors, and they're relatively cheap to make. Family Guy is about to start its 20th season, and American Dad, 18. Writer and producer Mike Barkers worked on both.
I don't know if a show that was created now could go the distance like those shows, because everything has changed so much.
Netflix, for example, now drops an entire season all at once, he says. You binge the whole thing in a week, then wait for a year. The changes in how we watch TV means a change in how writers tell stories.
Things on shows happen fast. You have to, you know, find an audience quickly because of that.
You're over me?
Showrunner Nassim Pedrat.
When were you under me?
Like, it used to take multiple seasons before the friends started sleeping with each other, for example. But now, with binge culture, there's just so much pressure to hook the audience that things need to just happen faster. You're burning through plot a lot faster.
And there's less incentive than ever to give plots and shows time to breathe, says Stephen Binder of NCIS.
A streaming provider has incredible amounts of data on a television show, and they're so data-driven that maybe they won't let a show nurture it. They'll cut it off and they'll just replace it with another one.
A constant stream of brand new shows works for Netflix, which uses them to draw new subscribers. It works less well for an advertising-driven network relying on long relationships between shows and fans. Even if somehow Nassim Pedrat's new show Chad ends up as a long-running hit, she's not convinced that's the best possible thing.
Oh my goodness. I don't know that I can pull off looking like a 14-year-old boy for 15, 16, or 17 seasons.
Netta Ulaby, NPR News.